Well, Warren, that was a decent workout against Spurs this afternoon.
Very good workout. A lot of chasing the football today. Spurs moved the ball excellently, as we knew they would, regardless of what team they were going to put out. And we had to be organised and resolute from start to finish. A lapse of concentration for the first goal, they opened us up. And obviously a naive decision for the penalty, which obviously made it really difficult to come back from 2-0 down. But, you know, in fairness, I was pleased with our guys because as much as they didn't have the ball, we had to work a lot out of possession today, which is something that we needed to work on anyway. So it was a very good exercise.
Team is taking shape slowly, isn't it, really?
Slowly but surely. We get one back, we lose one or two. We get one back, we lose one or two again. So now let's hope by Saturday that we'll have a whole squad to select from and lots of people vying for different positions and make it as competitive as possible.
I'm thinking that this coming season in particular, it's likely to be, possibly with the influence of the World Cup, a sort of 13, 14 man game.
It's always that way anyway, to be honest with you. You know, it's not just the 11 on the pitch. You know, we have to have a squad of, you know, 16, 17, 18 players all vying for first team positions to make it competitive, as I said. And I think we're trying to build that at the moment. We're still trying to add one or two. And if we could add those one or two, I think we'd be very strong.
Christian Deutsch came on as a sub this afternoon, scored a decent headed goal. What's his future at Daggers?
Again, you know, he's coming for a week. We've had a look at him. He's played in a couple of games, scored a couple of goals, which is great. He's different to what we've got. He's more of a hold-up player. He likes to attack the ball in the air. So he's a good option. So again, obviously, you know, I'm sure we'll sit down and with the staff and we'll discuss his future.
How close are you to finalising the squad?
Well, again, I mean, you know what it's like. You know, you're after a couple of targets, you may not get them, then you get them, and it's just a case of things sometimes fortunately fall into place. They did last season, just before the season started, we managed to put the final piece of the jigsaw together, then we got Zav quite late. So again, if one or two can come through at the targets that we want, then I would say we're pretty much going to have a settled squad for the first game.
You've got an interesting contest between the sticks with two goalkeepers, slightly different in styles, but any closer to choosing the number one?
Listen, it's down to the boys at the end of the day. It's like any position in the team, any position in the whole squad. You know, you've got to lock that position down. Obviously, we've only got two goalkeepers. They're both worthy of being first-team goalkeepers, which is great. No disrespect to Jordan, but Chris was dominantly, you know, the first-team keeper. This year, it's not that way. So I'm sure that's going to be swings and roundabouts throughout the whole season.
Well, enjoy the rest of pre-season and good luck at the start of the season.
Thank you.